listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Make some holiday magic when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that magic number is 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, we got an answer back from Terra Peak.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Donna sent email asking the question, saying one of our callers just asked if he can still subscribe to Terra Peak. He had planned to do so over the holidays. And here was the answer from Terra Peak. Yes, he can.
Yeah.
At present, there are no further changes to announce, and the service continues as it always has, including being happy to enable new sellers to subscribe and succeed.
I think I said that.
Yes, but you got to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Well, the horse's mouth.
Instead of Santa Claus mouth today.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
What's in here?
eBay Radio popping, popping, popping.
Let's see who it is. Sound of door opening.
Oh.
Sound of door closing. Oh, look. Slam. It's.
Who is
hello.
It?
Hello.
Greg Ross Smith.
Oh, that wonderful accent.
Our shipping team expert in residence.
Hi. Yes. Is he there by himself?
He's here by himself.
Okay.
By himself.
And what is he here to talk about? Or does he just want to sit on Santa's knee?
I don't think that's allowed.
Okay.
What brings you here to our humble eBay Radio studio, Greg Ross Smith?
Well, firstly, as you know, I love spending time with you. That's number one. You're right. We have a good time together.
Yeah.
But the second thing that I want to talk about, of course, is free shipping day, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's actually, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. It's the 10th annual free shipping day.
Oh, there's been 10 of them?
This
is the 10th. Okay. Right.
This is the 10th. And it's not just eBay. Many online retailers participate. In actual fact, it's another peak selling day for our sellers and for others.
Yes, that's let's talk about that.
And exactly is free shipping day? I mean, is this an eBay thing?
This is not an eBay thing. This is an industry thing. So many online retailers, including eBay, celebrate free shipping day. It's a way of encouraging buyers to come to us, to look for those great deals. They already know that we offer great inventory, of course. And they know that many of our sellers already offer free shipping, but it's just another reason for buyers to be online shopping, especially seeing as holidays are coming up and they're looking for those great deals, including free shipping.
So, I'm an eBay seller. I'm a very small eBay seller. Why should an eBay seller like me want to participate in free shipping day? I mean, I'm not a big retailer. I can't afford to do this. Convince
sure.
me otherwise.
Okay. Well, we've said this so many times before, Griff, that buyers' expectations are changing.
Mm.
I mean, think about the last time you shopped online. I think about the last time I shopped online. I'm actively looking for free shipping. That is just how we as buyers act nowadays.
Same here.
So if you're a seller out there, and there are hundreds of thousands of you, you really should be thinking as a buyer. If you're thinking as a buyer, you'll then realize that offering free shipping is important because it's what buyers are looking for. And if you want to make that sale, if you want to be more competitive, and I'm not just talking about being competitive against other eBay sellers, of course. There are many other retailers out there selling online. We need to be competitive against.
So how can eBay sellers participate in free shipping day?
For many of our sellers, it's simply do what you're already doing. Over 70% of our listings already offer free shipping, which is great. So for those sellers not currently offering free shipping, why not give it a try? This is an opportunity to see whether it changes the click-throughs that you get on your listings and changes the sell-through that you get. Give it a try. If you don't try, you'll never know.
So it's pretty easy, to do this if you're already doing it because you don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything tomorrow.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to go to bed all day.
No. Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, you can if you want.
Yeah.
So, how can sellers meet free shipping day's promise of items arriving in time for Christmas?
Sure. So, it's important. Free shipping day, or rather, let's talk about a best practice here for shipping. Most of our sellers, as I've already mentioned, offer free shipping as a default.
Yes.
On listings, which is a great thing to do. However, another really great thing to do is to offer additional shipping options. They don't have to be free, but they should be fast. For example, offer an expedited or overnight shipping option on your listings, like a priority mail or a UPS 3-day select, FedEx Express Saver, etc. Because if your buyers are looking for, they're going to be enticed by your free shipping offer, of course. But then as they click through that listing and they realize that you have faster shipping options that may get that item to them in time for Christmas, they may choose to upgrade shipping to one of those faster shipping options. And therefore, you've given them all the opportunities to buy from you, which is obviously a good thing. One thing that I'd say here is it's okay to charge for those faster shipping options.
Sure.
But you know what I see, which kind of drives me crazy, is sometimes an expedited shipping option for more than the item is worth. Why?
Oh, ooh, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why would they do that?
I don't know why they would do that, Griff. I mean, I would challenge
hoping to meet the desperate person who needs it for their daughter's prom tomorrow.
Oh, it's like price gouging. Right?
Yeah.
It's like price gouging, but I would be surprised if anyone's actually selling using those options. So it's almost a moot point to offer expedited shipping if you're going to charge too much.
Absolutely. I don't understand that at all.
So the free shipping day, is there a promise of items arriving in time for Christmas along with this free shipping day, or?
Well, free shipping day is specifically just about the great deals you can find that offer free shipping.
Okay.
However, if our buyers, and there are millions of them there are shopping on eBay, we're also surfacing inventory that can arrive by Christmas. So we're giving buyers everything that they need at this time of year, free shipping plus fast shipping, and buyers, sellers need to realize that they need to offer as many of those options as possible to be in the game.
Yeah, it's really important. So eBay is... has eBay done this year? I know we have in the past, provide a list of 2017 carrier deadlines.
Absolutely, yeah, we do it every year. So if sellers want to know when their last shipping day should be in order to have items promised to buyers before Christmas and delivered to buyers before Christmas, we've published a guide, and it can be found on the Seller Center. If you simply go there and you type in the search bar holiday guide, you'll get a pop-up there that shows you all the last shipping dates for all the carriers that are recommended.
Good. So what other shipping tips do you have for eBay sellers today for us, Greg?
So many tips. We've already mentioned some of the important ones. Offer same-day handling, because that will shorten the delivery promise shown to your buyers, and a shorter delivery promise drives additional sales, especially this time of year.
Mm.
And like I've said before, offer those additional faster shipping options, so that if a buyer wants to pay a little bit more, just a little bit more, for faster shipping, they can find that option on your listing. Those two we've already mentioned, but there are some other really important ones. Offer returns. Buyers are looking for trust and security. So if they know that they can return an item to you if it just doesn't meet their needs, they're going to be much more likely to buy from you. And what we've seen in the data is offering returns actually doesn't really increase the likelihood that you'll receive returns, but it increases the likelihood that you're going to sell.
Right.
And that's important.
And there was an industry research piece that was published about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was said the same thing, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. There's almost no increase in risk, but there is increase in sales.
And that's what counts.
That's what counts. Also, this time of year, tracking. Upload your tracking.
Mm.
If you're using eBay labels, which is another of our shipping tips here. If you're using eBay labels, then the tracking is uploaded automatically. That's important because buyers get anxious and they're going to be searching. I certainly know that when I buy something online, the very next day, even that afternoon, I'm checking for its status, right?
I have to confess, I do the same thing. And I'm not worried, but I still end up doing it.
Sure.
So I expect my buyers will do it as well.
Of course. Yeah. And if the tracking is there, they're far less likely to email you.
Yes.
Hey, Griff, where's my Hawaiian shirt or whatever the case may be?
I thought you said you were going to ship this one day.
Right. So avoid the emails. Just upload tracking. The last one is packaging, right?
Yeah.
So we've got a great range of eBay packaging. It looks good. It's great for holidays. It makes a good lasting impression. So check that out too.
And I think we don't really emphasize enough the importance of that first impression, because the first thing they don't see the item at first, they see the box.
Absolutely.
And how that box looks, how you wrapped it, what you put on it, makes all the difference.
It really does. I mean, you know, and again, we've mentioned these examples before, but imagine you've bought something for your kid for Christmas, and they're excited and you're excited, and then this thing turns up in a raggedy old torn box or a pizza box, which has happened before.
I know.
You're really unlikely to go back.
Absolutely.
And we don't want buyers leaving us just because of that one bad experience.
Right. Don't belittle your own image by shipping things unprofessionally.
And you're belittling eBay's image too.
Well, that's true.
Because a lot of people think they're buying from eBay erroneously.
Absolutely.
A lot of buyers, you know, they just think it's eBay. They don't know it's Griff or Lee or whomever.
That's true. You know, I have a question I wanted to ask because we hear this a lot. What about, so it's that time of year and a buyer needs to get a gift for someone, but they need to get it to them quickly and they say, hey, ship this directly to my buyer.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say to them in the cases like that?
So they're buying, but it's not being shipped to their own address. It's being forwarded
After the purchase
a lot of times.
Yeah, not even before. They'll say, hey, can you ship this directly to my cousin? You know, she lives three states over.
Yeah. So I know that there's a concern there that once the transaction's happened and a delivery promise date has been made, and then the address changes, I know that sellers are concerned sometimes that the new address will take longer to deliver to, and they may get a ding on their standards. But as long as there's been communication between buyer and seller, then that protects the seller in the event that the new address is further away and the shipping takes longer.
Yes, okay.
Hey, can you stay with us a little bit? I'll tell you, Greg, what we've done here. We've asked callers, since it's our last show of the year.
Okay.
We've asked callers to call in, and they don't even have to have a reason to call in.
Oh,
they
cool.
can just call in, and I'm going to mail them a piece of eBay Anna.
Nice.
And so they can call in for whatever reason or to ask a question or whatever they want to do.
That sounds fun.
They're sitting on Santa's lap. So stay with us. Okay. Have a little fun.
Thanks, Greg. Greg will join us in the second segment right after this. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Call us with your shipping questions or tips at 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
How'd it go at that estate sale last weekend?
Better than I could have hoped. But now I've got a ton of research to do before I can even price all the great antiques and collectibles I scored, let alone list them.
You need WorthPoint. They've got the world's largest online database of actual sold prices for more than 300 million items. Their catalog of maker's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols helps you identify your antiques, art, and collectibles. And their new visual search can help you figure out what you've got just by uploading a photo of its marks. WorthPoint also has a huge reference library.
I wish I'd known about WorthPoint sooner.
Me too, because you could have used WorthPoint's mobile app at that estate sale to identify and value items on the fly, right from your smartphone.
That sure takes the guesswork out of buying. Where do I sign up for WorthPoint?
For a 7-day, 7 lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
WorthPoint.com. Thanks.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
An eBay Radio holiday factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Jingle Bells was first written for Thanksgiving and then became one of the most popular Christmas songs. And if you received all the gifts in the song The 12 Days of Christmas, you would receive 364 gifts. That's a lot of wrapping. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
To eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where promotions are managed and tracking is always current. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. It's the season to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. And Greg Ross Smith from the shipping team, you all know him. He's been here so many times before. He's decided to stick around. He's got some free time. So if you have questions about shipping, you can call us. 888-723-4630.
And remember, anybody who calls today is going to get a holiday gift.
A holiday gift.
A free eBay Honest sent to you in the mail. You can call for whatever reason. We do have an email for Greg.
Oh, good. Okay.
So like let's read that first, and then we'll go to Chris in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Okay.
CB from Chicago, Illinois sent this in, Greg. A question for Greg. What if we have a flat rate for our regular shipping fee? How do we calculate an expedited shipping, or can we have both flat rate and a calculated shipping for the expedited? Thanks.
I don't think you can, actually.
That's a really good question.
And, yeah, and I don't think you can. So for domestic, you can have either flat rate options or calculated options, but you can't combine them.
Can't do both. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
There's other solutions, of course, which is to make your slower service, even though it might be expedited, like priority, to make that free, just put the cost in to your item price and then charge for the expedited, or when I say expedited, I mean express, like overnight or two-day shipping.
Okay. That answers
a little shortcoming of our process.
Thank you.
Is that you can't.
At least we're willing to admit our shortcomings.
Well, I'd see it would be, we'd be hard pressed not to when they're so obvious.
Obviously. Mm.
There you go.
Chris.
If the first option was free, you could then do calculated for the expedite.
That's what we're saying. Yeah.
Right.
But if it's free and you're using, or if you're using flat rate and it's not free, you have to use flat rate for all of
all
options.
Yeah. That's right.
Not a big, unless you're using the rate card system, right? Mm-hmm. If you've opted into for that for guaranteed delivery.
Yeah, I mean, they could actually use the rate tool or the rate table, even if they're not in guaranteed delivery.
Right.
Just for the ship cost piece of it.
Right. It's a little complicated.
It's a little complicated. Yeah. If you're just a flat rate shipper, I would stick with flat rate if it's easier for you.
Yeah.
Or go with calculated if you want to do for all of your shipping options.
Where do you find that if you're not in guaranteed delivery? Where do you find the rate table?
Yeah, it's in your account settings, seller preferences, shipping preferences.
Okay.
Right there.
So my eBay, the account tab, site preferences, selling preferences, shipping preferences.
That's right. Yeah.
I make so many trips there. I've kind of got that roadmap memorized at this point.
Put it up on your wall.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Chris from Grand Junction, Colorado knows just about everything there is to know about selling on eBay. Chris is known as Serious Fun for You. Hi, Chris. Welcome back. What's your question or comment today? And happy holiday.
Hi, Lee. First, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, Santa, I understand things have gone so well this year. You're going to be able to add two more hoes.
Yeah, I plan to have a whole bevy of hoes. Ho, 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 ho.
Exactly.
This is such a tired old joke, but I still...
I know, but every year we do it.
Yeah, I stole that from... I was watching Johnny Carson the other night, and he was doing this around Christmas shows, too. He had it reversed, but he said the economy was so bad that they're going to have to drop to a hose, but it kind of works either way.
Yeah.
Now that we have Trump as president, you know, we have to have a great economy. So, anyhow.
I'm going to change it to bro. Bro, bro, bro.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you get a piece of eBayana sent to you in the mail. All you have to do is send email to contest@voicemarketing.com. We're going to send it out to you for the holiday.
Well, thank you very much, Lee. And you guys have a great Christmas. And hope next year's shows are even better than they've been. But they've been outstanding. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate how loyal you've been for a long time.
A loyal caller.
Thank you so much.
Is there another eBay show I could listen to instead?
I'll let you know.
No, there isn't.
Oh.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, Edie in Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as Dress to Suit. Hey, Edie, welcome back. Happy holiday. What's your question or comment?
Well, I want to wish you happy birthday, but then I do have a question.
All righty.
Okay. I went into the hospital on Halloween. And I, for the first time, I put my store on vacation hold. And so the first day of vacation hold, I think people were supposed to get a message saying, you know, if you want to buy something, okay, it's going to be shipped late. But, you know, I ended up getting some people that bought things that I shipped, like, the first day I was back.
Right.
But they're still counting against me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So
we talk about this a lot on the show.
Edie, a lot of people haven't heard us talk about this, and I think you're probably one of them. So explain it to her, Griff.
So if you're using, number one, the vacation hold tool has been in place for almost 15 years. So it's an old tool that was invented when we did eBay stores at first. It has never been altered to reflect the seller standards that were introduced in late 2007, 2008, and have been adapted and changed over the years. So it was intentionally a tool that was built when there was no seller standards. Now, shame on us. We have never adapted the tool. That is a problem, but it is the reality. If you just put the message up on your – if you have two options when you go to vacation hold – you can put a message up on all of your listings saying the seller is away, and you can hide all your fixed price listings. If you don't hide your fixed price listings, you just put the message up, and if you don't change your handling time, that message will not indemnify you against hits against your on-time shipping metric or tracking upload if you do not ship out within your stated handling time. So just having the message is not, as you have discovered, will not protect you. What happens in a case like this is that you get hit in your on-time shipping, and it can be serious if you've made a lot of sales while you were not around. I have asked on numerous occasions, and I'm just going to be blunt about this, that we, at the very least, put some messaging on this tool to let sellers know this. I actually think We're on a dicey area here. Lee?
Slippery slope.
That's not the right one.
Thin ice.
Thin ice. We're on thin ice here.
The edge of wetness.
Because this is an eBay tool. We have, for whatever reason, refused to put even warning text on that tool. And then we hold the sellers responsible who use our tool in good faith, thinking that they're going to be protected, and they're not.
I think we ought to do a march.
Yeah, we can do it with our pink hats. Yeah, that'll work. So, yeah, I wish there was something I can tell you. I appreciate and understand your concerns. I also am grateful you called, because it gives us the opportunity to once again hammer this message home to our listeners, so that you know that your options are: you put the message up and then hide your listings and you're safe, or you put the message up and you change your handling time to reflect the amount of time you'll be away and when you can realistically ship.
So, Edie, it's a two-step process.
Right.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And I didn't hide my listings because I was afraid it would take too long for them to come back into
It takes 1 hour at the longest for them to come back. Yeah.
Well, I know when I was pleasantly surprised because when I turned it off, the day I got back, I had a spike in sales.
Oh, that's
so
good.
That's
so some people were waiting. Thank heavens they waited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, Edie.
So I'm happy about that.
Okay, Edie, I hope we've helped you today. I think we did. We're going to send you some eBay on. All you have to do is send me email to contest@voicemarketing.com and say I won.
Okay.
eBay on it today.
All right.
Edie, happy holidays to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Edie. Thanks. Happy holidays.
Well, we should mention this once in a while, that it's a two-step process, and have it mentioned every now and then, because if we go 6 months without mentioning it, people get in trouble with it.
We could just have it in every segment.
I think so. Let's do that.
We could do a little PSA.
Every segment.
Every segment.
Debbie from Vacaville, California, known as the book kiosk on eBay. Debbie knows what she's doing, don't you, Debbie?
I sure try.
Well, we should hope so.
Happy birthday, Lee.
Thank you, Debbie.
I wanted to kind of give a heads up for people, for everybody to be really patient with your buyers if they contact you and say, where's my item? I ordered something and it was shipped on December 7th. Today's the 14th. It was priority mail. I just got it today.
Oh, wow.
And it came from Illinois. Can I say the name who I ordered it from? I think it's one of your sponsors.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're shipping labels from our friends at Bumblefast.
Okay.
And I kept telling my husband, they are so fast. Where's our labels? Where's our labels? And today it came and we looked on the label. And they're in Illinois and we're in California. It took 7 days. And I've been hearing this, that the post office is overwhelmed. But this is the first time I've seen it firsthand for myself. So now I know if I have any buyers contacting me who are upset that this is going on. You know, it depends on, you know, where it's going or whatever. But it was priority.
So you think that this year is worse than it has been in other years as far as slowness?
Hmm.
Well, that's what we're hearing in the Facebook groups. One gal even posted yesterday that her mailman told him he was called back to the office because he can't pick up any more packages.
Wow. Okay, well, that's good good alert update.
Send me email, Debbie.
This segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Deck our halls with your calls. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels as well as messages on social media is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time, and smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, Shipworks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With Shipworks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, Shipworks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, Shipworks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at Shipworks.com. That's Shipworks.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
And eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The first Christmas cards were invented in Britain in 1843. In that same year, Charles Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol in just 6 weeks. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Listen while you list.